I'm a paid government base. Omar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, Omru Dover Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya also go in one shita that, not exactly, but both of them are very makel, Rashi says, when it comes to mechitzas by water. Rabbi Yehuda or Damar, we said Rabbi Yehuda's case, that you don't need a special mechitza to divide the bore between the two chatzeros, the regular wall is enough. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya disnan, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya omer, gezustra sheyesh bo arba amos al arba amos. We have the, this is purely a din d'rabbanan. This is no ramifications at all from the chitzas d'oraisa. Stop, because they were mekel by water to be matur on the chitza kluya, so they were matur this too. But again, this is totally a rabbanan. There's no at all any kind of hashlachos to mechitzas d'oraisa. So normally what you need is something that has a hole that's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and mechitzas then that go down either 10 tvachim or go up 10 tvachim. And even though they don't hit the water, they're considered like they're in the water. That's normally what you need to be mamali from a karmelis into your Rishus HaYachid. They make the part of the karmelis or Rishus HaYachid by having the mechitzas, and you put the bucket through the hole and a mechitza up or down. So now we're going to have a flat board without any mechitzas that's considered like there's mechitzas. How? You have 4 amos by 4 amos, chokit bo dalet al dalet. So in that big board, that's 4 amos by 4 amos, and it's on its plane, okay? It's sticking out of a building. Here, this, you have this big board sticking out your window. So you cut 4 tvachim. Here, this picture of this one, I think. Yeah. You have a big board, 4 amos by 4 amos. You cut a hole 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim in the middle of it. Now there's no mechitzas going up. There's just a big board, plane, that's 4 amos by 4 amos, with a 4 by 4 tvachim hole in the middle. And then you can put your bucket through that hole at Bimamali. Rashi. Omri kever echod hikilu har Bimamali. Both Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya and Rabbi Yehuda were makel very much by the halachas of mechitzas by water. Izustra shilamal min hayam. Sheyesh b'arba amos merubos, it has what's it called? 4 amos by 4 amos. Shein kaf dalet tvachim al kaf dalet tvachim, because each amos is 6 tvachim. 4 amos is 24 tvachim. So you have 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim area of this gigantic board. Chokik b'neket ben tziyasa, you cut a hole in the middle of the board. Afilu ein la mechitzas sovid, you have no, absolutely no mechitzas. Everything is flat. What you have now is you have 24 tvachim from one end of the board to the other. So now from one, if you cut the 4 tvachim hole in the middle, you're going to have 10 tvachim to one side of the hole, then 4 tvachim is 14, and then 10 tvachim to the other side of the hole. So you're going to have 10 tvachim solid surrounding the hole from all sides. Now we consider this as if those 10 tvachim are bent down. That's one halacha, the Rabbanan. That we don't consider it straight. We consider it as if those 10 tvachim bend down and they form a mechitza. Kein mechitza kluya lamai. And now, imaginary wise, we look at the 10 tvachim that border the hole as going down and making a mechitza that then extends into the water. The Amrina Nomi Gurachis, two halachas. One, we consider it bent, and then we consider that it extends into the water. Kilo Yordos is Sospos Aramayim. Avimayim, Shikadegin and Negev, Shusayachim. And then the area that's enclosed in this mechitza is the Shusayachim. ובצה מאחי לסוגי, דהין מחיצה פחס מיוד גופה, דהין מחיצה פחס מדלת פחן חול שביניה. In order for there to be a mechitza, it has to enclose an area at least 4 tefachim wide and has to be at least 10 tefachim high. So in order to get a 10 tefachim high mechitza that encloses an area of 4 tefachim, you have to cut a hole of 4 tefachim and you have to have left 10 tefachim to every side of that hole that then can be considered bent and extended. Kof Rochav HaNesem Shehei kofuf lamata. The width of the board is considered like it bends down to mechitza, and then it performs a vertical mechitza, even though it's only horizontal. Vakati avi mechitza tluya umiboyin al lemeimer su gurachis. That's not enough, because it's not a mechitza that goes to the within 3 tefachim of the water. So now you need a new halacha of gurachis, that the mechitza extends down, and even though there's more than 3 tefachim space, it's still good. So where it says, v'dilma lohi. So we see that Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya is makel tremendously by the mechitzas that you need by water to be matter this too. So he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who's also matter even a wall that's not made for shein mechitza to be considered a wall for the to separate the board. Moses Lowy. That can look on Rabbi Yehuda Asam Eladomer Gurachis Mechitzta. I've a kof the good low. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda isn't make of this much. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Mechitzta Tlui is good. You say Gurachis. But who says? He said it's halacha that you consider it as it bends. Maybe you need a nice vertical Mechitzta. But you can't have a Mechitzta that's horizontal and consider it vertical. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go that far. Maybe Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya would not be makel in Rabbi Yehuda's case. And maybe Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya was talking about one specific sea, the Yam of Tveria, the Kinneret. Because the Kinneret, Lamaisa, has high banks around it, and cities that surround it. So really, the Yam of Tveria is a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. It's only the Rabbani considered a Karmelis. So in a bona fide Rishus HaYochid, he was make of this kind of Mechitza. But in other kinds of places, where there's really no Mechitzas around, it's only a Karmelis because of the Halachas of Karmelis. It's not a real bona fide Rishus HaYochid either, that they gave a din of a Karmelis. But it's a Karmelis, stomach Karmelis, not a Rishus HaYochid, doesn't have mechitzas around it. Maybe there he wouldn't be Mekel, like in Rabbi Yehuda's case. So maybe these two kulas aren't the same. Maybe Rabbi Hanani ben Akava only said his kula, but he wouldn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda's. And then Rabbi Yehuda said his kula, but he wouldn't agree to Rabbi Hanani ben Akava. Rashi. Later on we'll see that this specific case was talking about the Kinneret. Ognin, Safa Gavoa, there's a high bank. Tahavik and Mechitza Savitla, which form Mechitzas. Tahika Tsasa Kera de Heter. Then it's clear that this really is a Rishus HaYochid. The Karmelis Midrabani, Gzera Mishumotzah, Rishus HaYochid Sarabit. The only reason the Rabbanan asked a Karmelis is because it doesn't look like a Rishus HaYochid, and we're afraid you may carry from that into Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. Because it's not a real Rishus HaRabim, it's not a real Rishus HaYochid. So they were afraid that you'd get it mixed up. However, the Yeshua Ktsas Heter, the Avnan, it's over here, since the Maisha, you can see that it's a real Rishus HaYochid, to take from it to another Rishus HaYochid, you could be makel very much with the kind of mechitza that you need, just as a heker. The apple got that karti karmelis, see? The karti yosem ibe sosayim, shalahukuf ladiro, by the mice is a karmelis, because it's an area more than be sosayim that's not hukuf ladiro, which has a din of a karmelis, even though it has mechitzas around it. So even though it's a real bona fide Rishus HaYochid, it still has a din of a karmelis, mil b'takanta pursa ki hasogi. Over here, the Maisha, it'll be mutter with a small takana of even having to say to bend the mechitza and make it bigger.
But that wouldn't apply to Rabbi Yehuda's case, where it's a real bona fide Carmelist with no hecker of Rishus HaYochid at all. Omar Abaya, L'divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, like now, according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, that we much are called, what's the word I'm looking for? We take this board and we configure it imaginary-wise, all different sorts of ways to make it be considered 10 tefachim mechitzas down. So now, if the board is not just on the board, but it's near the walls, you can have even less space. If this board was within 3 tefachim of one of the walls, then only one side has to be 4 amas long, because that side, the mechitza will have to be bent over to make 10 tefachim. But the side where the wall is, that'll be counted as a third mechitza. So you don't need that side to be 10 tefachim. The wall is 10 tefachim. And it's within 3 tefachim of the wall. Then rochva, then the width of that side that is adjacent to the wall, has to only be a chadasar umashu. It only has to be, what's it called, 10 tefachim, 11 tefachim plus a little bit. 11 tefachim plus a little bit. Why? Because what's it called? Because since it's close to that wall, you have 3 tefachim with lavud, plus, 3 plus a little bit lavud, and 7 tefachim and 4 tefachim for the whole. That's 11 tefachim. Rashi, he says, "Smucha, so it's a kosher aliyah al svas habayit, v'hoso anesu nosan al shnei zizim hayotzim min hakosher." This board was supported by two extensions that go out of the wall, two poles that go out of the wall. U'svas anesu pachos migimel somach l'kosher, and one side of the board was less than 3 tefachim from the wall. Havi lehai kosher chadim min hamechitzos. So now you don't need 4 mechitzas. You don't need 4 sides to be considered 10 tefachim. All you need is 3. V'avir pachos mishlosh shebein other kosel mahani lenekin. And the 3 tefachim, the 3 tefachim that are close to the wall count for the nekiv. You don't need a hole in the middle. The nekiv will be considered that area that is within 3 tefachim of the wall. It's cut out a little bit. So if you have 11 tefachim from there to the other side, it'll be fine. 10 tefachim for the consider the other side. And for this side, you have the, what's it called, the hole, which is, what's it called, 4 tefachim. And what's it called, the tefach plus the 3. And even though it's lavud, but we don't say lavud l'chumra. So it's not considered like it's closed. It's an open hole. It's open, l'gabi the hole. It's closed, l'gabi the fact that it's next to that mechitza. So what you have is, you don't make a separate hole. You have a board that is 10 tefachim plus a little notch of a tefach. Right? 10 tefachim, then a notch. 10 tefachim north, 10 tefachim south of that notch, and then you put it within 3 tefachim of the wall. So now you have 1 tefach plus 3 tefachim, that's the hole. That's where you're going to put the bucket through. And what's it called? And the wall is going to be considered 1 mechitza, and the other 3 sides are the other mechitza, where you have taka 10 tefachim around. But on this side, all you have is a notch of 1 tefach, plus what's it called? You put it within 3 tefachim of the thing, and 10 tefachim after the notch. It's 11 tefachim plus a little bit. Ma'ani l'nekev, u'moshi b'lov tefach, you add 1 more tefach to make it 4 tefachim, u'mashu, you make a notch in the board, pnei dalit, what's it called, 4 tefachim long, l'orka, l'ashma neka l'dalit al dalit. V'tzorich li'os b'rochav, od yud tefachim, needs another 10 tefachim on the other side of this notch to be the mechitz on the other side. L'meimer bu kof l'mechitz ha'shnia, k'neged ha'kosel, the one opposite the wall. Ha'ri yud alef rochav, so you need 11 tefachim long, u'mashu plus a little bit. The Ark of Dalaramus, Leos Yudfach and the Beis Roshim, Ananekin. And the length of the board, we have the other two mechitzas that are not adjacent to the wall, they have to be Taka Arvahamos on both sides. So till the, what's it called, the hole is what you call is a 10 tvachim on each side, 24 tvachim total. The name of Kof, Ushat Kof, it is Beis HaRoshim, Afopish HaNeser Rochav Yur Aleph, Umashu, Ein Mor, Mechitzas Chalal HaNekev, El HaTefach, Umashu Mizeh, the Tefach, Umashu Mizeh, Shari Yud Tvachim Bolti Min HaMechitzo Em Tzoyis, Lachut, Utsar Amayit, Shari Mechitzo Em Tzoyis, Kishe Kofathen Usa, Nimtis Omeres Bitzvas HaPgam, The Ein Mechitzo Sarishon, Nimshach Mimen, Utsar HaKosel, El HaTefach, Umashu, Mitzvah in Pachos Mikim Olavur Vavi Mechitza Dalit. Okay, that's basically what we said. You have a board. That's again. So according to this one, the board on one side is adjacent to the wall. So all you need is that from the wall, you have three tefachim space. You have another tefa where you make a notch in the board that's four tefachim long, and now you have a hole four tefachim till that wall. That wall is the mechitza that is adjacent to the hole on the east side. On the west side, south side, north side, you have now on the north and south four amas, because you're going to need half of that till the hole, till the four tefachim of the hole to be one mechitza. The other half past that, the hole, the other mechitza, and then from the hole out to the area that's adjacent, another 10 tefachim, and you have what's called perfect four mechitzas. Now, second case. Isis kufa, let's say the board was not lying horizontal but vertical. It was up vertical opposite the wall. Sarashia gova asara tefachim. So now the board has to be 10 tefachim high because that forms a mechitza by itself. Rochva vav tvachim u'shnei mashui, and its width has to be 6 tvachim plus a little bit, 2 mashus. Why, Rashi? Ha'isas kufa la'arka sar she'arka yod u'rechava vav. It was standing straight up and down, so now it has to be 10 tvachim high because then it forms a mechitza, and 6 tvachim wide and 2 mashus. Now, how's that work? With skufa rechava k'neged hakolso, it's standing straight up, parallel to the wall. So now you have the wall is one mechitza, and the board is a opposite mechitza, 10 tefachim high. Okay. Now, and it's 4 tefachim away from the wall. So the hole is 4 tefachim between this board and the wall. Okay. The kof svas rechava tefach. Now, if you bend over the board, right? One tefach umashu lekan l'tzarakosa towards the wall. Vari svasa achshav v'pachos mikimul samach lekosa. Now it'll be considered less than 3 tefachim from the wall, because it was 4 tefachim from the wall to begin with. If you bend it, and it's what's it called? It's a bend it one tefach plus a little bit. It'll be within 3 tefachim of the wall. Hari mechitza dalet lekan. So now you have what's it called? Just lava to the wall. So now you have what's it called? The hole that's within the wall and within this mechitza. You have 2 mechitzas. Hold kof tefach umashu bishlas rechav hasheni. Now bend the other side, imaginary. Another tefach plus a little bit. The tzarak also hari tefach umashu mechitza. Right? Upachos mikim ulava. Hari mechitza dalet mikan umechitza. Okay, so let's see, now you have 2 mechitzas, and you have a hole in the middle. Umechitza gimel shekineged hakolso rechava dalet shleim. Hari hole dalet b'mechitzosa. The govan yud uposea chalom b'kolso u'meneo mali. So let's see the picture of this. Picture of this one is like this. Here, the board is standing straight up. So now you bend these 2 ends in a tefach, and they're lavud. Manela, there's 2 mechitzas on the side, and 2 mechitzas opposite each other. The wall and the board form opposite mechitzas, and the sides are the other mechitzas. And you have the wall, and then what's it called? The thing, you put it down. Okay. Next case. Amarath Huna Breda Vishua, I saw Medis Bekerim Zadis, Tsarashe Gova Yud Tvachim, Rochva Beige Tvachim, Ushne Mashu Yuin, if it was out a corner, like here. Here's the case of the corner. Here. It's Mamisha, what's it called? Adjacent to two walls. It's not flat, opposite a wall, but it's at a corner. So now, all you need is it to be wide, two tvachim, and what's it called? Extra two tvachim that you can bend. And now we have mechitzas. The board itself is a mechitza. It's 10 tvachim. What's it called? By 4 tvachim. That's the minimum for that mechitza. What's left over, we bend towards the other wall, the corner wall, and now you have 4 mechitzas. 3, 2 formed by the wall, 1 by this board, and 1 by bending the board in, so it's within 4 tvachim of the wall, and considered a mechitza. So now you have 4 ready-wing mechitzas when you really only have 2 walls and 1 board. I will all the time you're a Kanani when a Kadi Omer. Gesustra shesh batala damas al dal hamas. Choke du batala al dal mamale. Eche mishkachasla. We have all these cases where you don't need 4 amas by 4 amas. So where's the case you need 4 amas by 4 amas? Not if it's vertical. Not if it's what's it called in a corner. And not if it's what's it called, those 2 cases. So where do you need it? Eche mishkachasla davidin kiasisa. Where it's put on its horizontal. It's horizontal, then you're going to need the full 4 amas to every side of surrounding the hole. Rashi. I saw Medes Bekirin Zavis. She snakes all the mechitzas lamai. Then 2 of the walls, the 2 adjoining walls, form 2 mechitzas. They are tricha elishtei mechitzas. You only need 2 other mechitzas. 1, the board itself, begs. So the board itself has to be 10 tvachim high, or a chava base tvachim, and it has to be 2 tvachim wide. Ushne mashim plus 2 mashim. Why? Umamida skufa, svas ovia, kineged kosel echad. You put it opposite one wall, mufla mimere pachas megimel, less than 3 tvachim away from that wall. Now you have a mechitza that's 5 tvachim, because the width of the board is 4 plus. So now it's 5 plus. Umashu. The kosel hasheni mechudin kineged rechava. Mufla mimenu tal. The other wall is opposite its width, less than what, so 4 tvachim away. So now that's a mechitza. Kof tefach umashu hayiserim. Take the extra tefach and bend it over. Almidas rechava. The hot tail sum the sarcosal and mufla dalit, nimit is fas and esser, or medis papas medieval, who love it, are days machitzas, so now you have 2 extra machitzas, and that's all you need. You need the board, plus an imaginary machitza, and the 2 walls form the other machitza. The other boy, Rabbi Chananya, chavtalit al chavtalit, hechi mishkachasla, where did Rabbi Chananya say you need a full 24 tvachim of width and length? There's no wall that's close to the board. They're like the first case we had, where it's just outside the window, in suspended in air, and then you have to bend it all over to make that the hole plus the mechitzas. The kavua you say those, the tzarich lios l'kol chalolo, the chol mitzisosel mimeno. Then you can't be the tzar of any of the walls, all of the mechitzas and the hole have to come from the board itself. Benasekein meducha, asisas a mortar. So when the thing itself is self-contained, then you need 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. Okay, mission. Amas hamayim shioveres b'chatzar. You have a brook. Hey, what's it called? What's an amas hamayim? A brook. What's it called? The stream.
Canal.
Yeah, canal. A canal that goes through a person's field, through his chutz. And it's open, it comes in on one side of the chutz, it goes out the other side of the chutz. And the canal is a carnivus. It's Not Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRab. It doesn't have the chitzes, but it's not a Mokum Hiluch HaRab. It's not a place where people walk, so it's a Karmelis. So your chotzer is a Rishus HaYochid. And the brook, the canal, is a Karmelis. So you can't fill up water from the canal and put it into your chotzer, because you're taking from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So what do? Elim Kain, you can't fill up water from that canal on Shabbos. Elim Kain, also a mechitza gavoa yutvachim, the knisa vitzir. You have to make a special mechitza at the two ends of your chotzer to close off the canal. And then to make it its own Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosher shogado, tido bishu mechitza. No, you don't need it. The walls that surround your chotzer and go over the canal are enough to be the mechitza. You don't need a special extra mechitza to close off the canal. The mice of the canal comes in under the walls of your chatzar. The wall of the chatzar itself forms the mechitza. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, mice of ba'amer shal ovel, shayu v'malam imenu al piskeinu b'shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda said, there was a mice in ovel, they were a place, that they used to fill up the, what's it called, they didn't have a special mechitza, and they used to use that canal to fill up water in their chotzer. So you see, you don't need a special mechitza. Amrvo, mitnei shalohaya b'kashir. Now there is because there wasn't a shear of a Karmelis in that canal. But had there been, they would have had to make a separate mechitza. Rashi. Ama samayim, afilu b'shus hayochid karmelisi. And ama samayim, even if it's in a bona fide b'shus hayochid, has a din of a Karmelis. So asum ha-mechitza b'soh ognel al pnei rochva, she'en nikr sh'vishvil ha-mayim nasis, u'mechitza sh'chotzera ha-tluya b'overes al-gava, e'en amu elisla. V'yaf al-gava mechitza tluya materes b'mayim, honi mila echad ha-nirish mechitza sh'nasis b'shvil ha-mayim, k'gon ze k'susta d'masnisa, go mechitza sh'vizok ha-bor. So Rashi says, even though the chotzer is surrounded with walls, and the walls go over the canal, and a mechitza tluya is good by water. So what's the problem? But since this wall was not made as a mechitza for the water, it's not nikkur that it's a mechitza for the water. So you have to have a separate mechitza that's nikkur that was made for the sake of the water. That's what the Tanakam holds. Alei shel ovel, shem hoyer, that's the name of the city. Alei shel veres pesoch hachatzeros, and the canal used to go through people's chotzer. And they used to, everybody had a right to fill up from that canal into their chotzer. The mahadil and mechitzas kolz of the chotzer tluya olel. Rabbi Yehuda tamei, the politnan masnis on abor. Rabbi Yehuda holds even by the bor. You don't need a special mechitza. The mechitza of the chotzer is good enough if it goes between the what's on the middle of the bor and separates between the two chotzeros. Shalawaisa kashir karnelis. Zachachon said, no, that's no right. Because over there, the canal was either less than 4 tvachim wide, so it doesn't have a din of a Karmelis, or is less than 10 tvachim deep. It doesn't have a din of a Karmelis, then it's a makom p'tur. And a makom p'tur, they weren't kosher. Shein, mayim, nasim, rishus, li'as, v'pachos, mil, mit, yor, barach, atal. It doesn't become a rishus of a Karmelis unless it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. Then it's a separate Rishus. It's not Rishus HaRabin. It's not Rishus HaYochid. It's a Karmelis. But if it's less than that shear, it's a Makom Ptur. V'moveres Rishus HaRabin, Amin Rishus HaRabin, Kedistan Bazorik. Azorik Taladam is Biyam Potter, the Karmelis. The boy, you're a Kak Mayim. Rishus HaRabin, Malekas Bo, Chai. Rishus HaRabin. Right? And if that place that was not a Karmelis, was in a Rishus HaRabin, it's bottled to the Rishus HaRabin, the rabbin walked through it as a din of Rishus HaRabin Mamet. V'kama hu rakak mayim, pachos mi yotvachim. A rakak mayim is like a little rain gutter that's less than 10 tvachim deep, and people walk through it. They have that in Yerushalayim. The rain gutters in the middle of the street. Those are part of Rishus HaRabin. Alma mayim, sheinam umukim yud, ein Rishus liyatzman. They're bottled to the Rishus that they're in. T'chiyavi nami b'chatzir, havei l'Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, if this rain gutter wasn't a canal, it was a rain gutter that transported the water. If it was in Rishus HaYochid, it's a real bona fide Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Karmelis. Therefore, you didn't need a tikkun. But if it would be an Amas HaMayim, which was 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, then anachanami, there wouldn't have been matarit just with the walls of the chatzar. You would have needed another mechitza as a heck. Tala Rabbana, also la b'knisa, but also b'yitzia, you put a mechitza on one end, on the entrance to the chatzar, but not on the exit. Also la b'yitzia, but also la b'knisa, or you made it on the exit, but not on the entrance. Ain't the malin emin of the Shabbos. Elin came, also the mechitza, yot tvachim, b'yitzia v'knisa. It has to be both sides. You must have a mechitza on both sides of the chatzar, the entrance of the Amas Amayim, and the exit from the chatzar. And like we said, the walls of the chatzar are not enough, because not a heker. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koso shal gaba tida mishu mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The walls of the chatzar are the mechitza. And there's walls on the entrance, walls on the exit. On Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bama Samai, Shoisa Bomi, Oval and Sibori, right? Same thing as the Mishnah, but it's a Braisa, which is more detailed. They had a Hama Samai that went from Oval to Sibori, passing through people's Chatzeros, by a Malin and a Bishavis, up the Askenia. The Maisa, they threw water in everybody's Chatzer from this canal. So you see, they didn't have any special Mechitzes. Om Rulo, Misham Raya, and they shall say Muka Yutvachim Baruch Vadali. It wasn't 10 tvachim deep, or wasn't 4 tvachim wide. Therefore, it was Mamash Rishusayachim, and therefore they didn't need any other mechitzas as a heker. Tanya Yiga, Amasamayim Alveres Benachalonos, Pachus Mikimu, Mishalsul Dli Umamali. Gimu Ein Mishalsul Dli Umamali. So they have a canal that goes people had houses that opened into a chatzar, but they didn't open with doors. It was the back of the house, and there was only windows. So you wanted to throw a bucket out the window and fill from the canal underneath the windows. So if it's less than 3 tefachim from the windows, you could throw the bucket out and be mamala. But if it's more than gimel in your house, more than 3 tefachim or more, you can't. Rav Shimon Amir Lomar Pachas Midalit Mishal Shadim Amalit. Dalit Ein Mishal Shadim Amalit. Rav Shimon Amir says anything less than 4 tefachim is considered lavud, and the middle you can put the bucket down. More than 4 tefachim, not. So Mar says, B'may Askin, how's this case talking? What is this canal? How wide was it? How deep was it? Elaim of Amasamayim Hufe, right? If you're talking about the canal itself, as you're asking to hear. Benachalonos. Asula b'knis of Asa b'yitzia, lo mahani nidi. Doesn't help. You need a mechitza on both ends. Dro mechuberes l'mayim shechutz l'chatzim. B'yitziyasa. There's no mechitza, then the water is connected to the water in the next chatzar, as it goes. The nasas are called karmless, all things are karmless. Ava kiyosu b'knisa v'yitziya in a karmless. But if you put a mechitza in your chatzar, at the entrance and exit, then it separates it and makes it a rishus hayachid. Dome k'mishu metchilas b'chatzar zo. Then it's isolated to this chatzar. It's considered like it's isolated to this chatzar. Shelo ha'isa mukayur, alo ha'isa rakavadal. Either it wasn't 10 tefachim deep, or it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. The lochashi pachos mitalit, the mehavi rishus l'navshi. Benachalonos l'movut. Ol lechatzar ubat, mikan u'mikan asoso, v'chalonos psukim la'en l'mavut. So the backs of the houses bordered this canal, and they wanted to throw a bucket out their window to be mamalit. Pachos mitimum, the forest balls of my gomer. The words discuss where this less than 3 tefachim is. Is it in the canal? Is it between the canal and the houses? But my asking, and I shear the gimel of the Dalit. Where is this shear of gimel according to the Tanakhama and Dalit according to Rishon Gamliel? In name of Baruch of Abba Shamayim, if it means that the Abba Shamayim is less than 3 tvachim or less than 4 tvachim, the Gomer Tanakhama gimel rocha Avi Karmelis, the name of Malin Menorah Shilayachim, by Bukhara, it comes out, the Tanakhama holds, that anything that's less than 3 tvachim is not considered a karmelis, but if it's 3 tvachim or more, it's considered a karmelis. It's not true. Elaim basamayim gufa, velohadachiyos ravdimi, omer abyochel. ain't Carmelis Pusum Italian. A Carmelis that's less than 4 tefachim wide is not a Carmelis. It's bottled to the reshus that it's in. So if the whole canal was only 3 tefachim wide, you wouldn't need any ticket. It's a bona fide reshus hayachid because it was in the whatever it was. Maybe Rav Dimi said this and it's totally machlokas tanoim. Tanakama holds that anything 3 tefachim or more is a Carmelis. We don't find such a machlokas tanoim. Everybody agrees. 4 tefachim is the minimum shear of the width of a Carmelis. Less than that is not a Carmelis. Ela bagofel lahachlis. Diyesh ba'ama shear Carmelis. The canal itself was 4 tefachim wide. So it's a Carmelis. And it was 10 tefachim deep. So it's a real bona fide Carmelis. Lahacha b'sheyesh ba'agofayim gavoy. But it had a bank that was higher than it. Mahani l'mahavi hanach agafayim mokum p'tur. The what you call the bank was a mokum p'tur. It wasn't 4 tefachim wide. The bank was less than 4 tefachim wide. Ki leslo roch avgimel. If the bank wasn't 3 tefachim wide, then it's a mokum p'tur. U'mashal shasagli, u'minichal agafayim, u'mishal machlif olama, u'mimaleu. So what they wanted to do is to let the bucket down onto the bank, which is a mokum p'tur, and then pick it up from the bank and put it in the water, going from mokum p'tur into a Carmelis. Then take it from the water, put it back on the bank, Carmelis to mokum p'tur, and then pick it up to the window. So what they were doing is they were taking from a Carmelis to a mokum p'tur, and a mokum p'tur to a Mereshus HaYachid, and that l'chora was okay. So that's what they wanted to do. Chazer minich agafayim, mishemachliv v'rishus hayochid. Tahash tamahani agafayim, v'achliv amosim mekarmelis, v'rishus hayochid, v'rishus hayochid lekarmelis. Kamri rabbanin, diyish baruch amgimel, sulo avi mokum p'tur, el rishus avan v'nafshi, v'lo bat loch loch. The rabbanin said that if it's more than 3 tefachim, it's not a mokum p'tur. In order for it to be a mokum p'tur, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. It's not a karmelis till it's 4 tefachim. But it's not a mokum p'tur either. It's a separate reshus by itself. So you can't do that if it's more than 3 tefachim. So where it says, V'akilas Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yochanan, Mokum Shein Bo Harbo, Mutil Adnei Reshus HaYochid, Reshus HaRav Nekatev Olam. Anything less than 4 tefachim is taka a mokum p'tur. Where is this new shear of 3 tefachim? It's not a Carmelis, but it's not a mokum p'tur. Right? Where he finds it? Now, the Maisa, though, he also holds anything less than 4 tefachim is a mokum p'tur. So that's one chiluk. Secondly, if it is a mokum p'tur, you still can't do that. You can't put on the mokum p'tur and take from Reshus HaYachid into Reshus HaRab. You can take from Reshus HaYachid from the mokum p'tur, and you can take from Reshus HaRab into the mokum p'tur. But you can't transfer something from Reshus HaYachid to the mokum p'tur from the mokum p'tur to Reshus HaRab. Because we're afraid that you'll forget it to let it put it down on the mokum p'tur. Where it says, Hashem, Rishuyos Bekaisa, Lacha Rishuyos Rabbana. When did the Rabbana make a gzeira that you can't take from one Rishuyos to the mokum p'tur into another Rishuyos when the two Rishuyos are the Raisa? And we're afraid you'll take from Rishuyos HaYachid to Rishuyos HaRabban directly. But here, all the Rishuyos are the Rabbana. It's a Carmelis to a mokum p'tur to a Reshus HaYachid. So anyway, it's only the Rabbanan. What'll be the worst that'll happen? You'll forget to put it in the mokum p'tur, and you'll bring it directly from a Carmelis to Reshus HaYachid. It's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan weren't gozer or gzeira on an issue of the Rabbanan to begin with. So then what's the problem over here? Two problems. One is, we don't find the shear of gimel tefachim, of being something, not a mokum p'tur, and not a Carmelis. And even if it would be a mokum p'tur, you're not allowed to separate. So that's not a problem. Because by Rishuyos Rabbanan, you're allowed to transfer from one Rishuyos to the other. By Rishuyos Baraisa, Rashi. B'chok Yosher of Dimi Kufay, Omar, Luvach, Liachli, Derech Mokom, P'tur. Tokimin de Amrina, Mutu Leilu Leilu, Lekatif Allah, Mokom P'tur, Kashifle. Even Rav Dimi himself, you can't say Rav Dimi was talking where you wanted to put it down on the bank and If it's three tefachim, then it's okay. The Maisa, what's called teaming halt, you're not allowed to transfer from one rishus to another. Derech makom tur. Avu mikarm rishus to say yachid rishus rabbanan. Asam rishus to raisa. Rishus ayachid v'rabi misura de raisa. Vahotzi misela se. Ishtagat the misab misura de raisa. Derech makom tur. The Maisa were afraid that if you let him transfer from rishus ayachid to rishus rabbanan, derech makom tur, he'll forget about the makom tur and transfer directly. Even though Rav Dimi now comes out, holds that a Mokum Ptur is less than four tefachim. It could be a Mokum Ptur, right? And the Rabbanan argue, and they say that if it's three tefachim, it's not a Mokum Ptur, right? It has to be less than three tefachim. We're not going to have the same question. Maybe Rav Dimi is now machlokas tanoia, because you see the Rabbanan hold a makom ptur is three tefachim and not less than four tefachim. Must be less than three tefachim. Dikel Meimer, the Gabi Rishuyos Doraisa the Kashivi Avi Pachas Midalad Aslamak Lo Bottle Etzla. Abu Gabi Karmel is Lo Bottle Michi Avi Rokas Shlosha. No, we could say the terrace like this. When we're talking about Rishus D'Oraisa, anything less than four tefachim is bottled to that Rishus. Just it's a real, strong Rishus. It's Rishus D'Oraisa. But where the thing is not a Rishus, Mikra did in the Torah, so anything that's three tefachim is not bottled. It has to be less than three tefachim. So, by more Rishus D'Oraisa, a Mokum Ptur is less than four tefachim. By a Mokum D'Rabbanan, a Mokum Ptur has to be less than three tefachim. So that we could answer. But the fact that you're not allowed to transfer, that we don't have an answer. But now we do have an answer to that too. By Rishus D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to transfer. Rishus D'Rabbanan, you are allowed.
My father's coming to visit next week. He happens to be called me to tell me that he's lying on the